Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
I remember when my brother, we're talking a long time ago, I'm 17 years old, okay? My brother's 5-6 years older than me. He came back from Morocco. He was in intelligence for the Navy. Couldn't tell us anything that was going on that he did in the Navy. He came home from the Navy. Within a year, he hit his head on a pipe in the basement of his house, activated a brain tumor, died in a week. All right? Died in a week. Thanks be unto God, on his hospital bed before he went into surgery for brain surgery, our pastor went made a hospital call, led him to the Lord. Hallelujah. All right? So I'll see him again in heaven. But when that happened, he was my hero. He was my best friend. That's where I got my car, Kim would say, disease blessing. Classic cars and motorcycles was from my brother. He was like the Fonz, right? Okay? He was like the Fonz. And he was my, well, we prayed, we fasted, the church did. We prayed, Assembly of God Church. We were praying, we were fasting, and he died. I didn't understand it. I didn't like it. I went through anger and grief and bitterness. But then I finally realized that God is a good God, and I can't build my relationship on experiences of people around me. You got to get back to God, not the church, not people, not Christians, right? But God, all right? So when you feel like giving up, you don't. That's what faith really looks like. And then we have the next, faith doesn't focus on the facts when they contradict the word. Faith doesn't focus on the facts when they contradict the word. We don't ignore the facts. They're there. It's just that we don't focus on the facts, right? Whose report will you believe? Thank God for doctors and lawyers, and thank God for people in authority and counselors, this, that, and the other, and thank God they're doing their very best. But if their diagnosis, if their prescription, if their counsel contradicts the word of God, I'm going with God's word. What does the word say? It is written. What does the word say? So faith doesn't focus on the, we don't ignore it. Story. When they went into the promised land, remember there were giants in the promised land? Remember the 12 spies, 10 had a grasshopper complex. 10 came back and said, you know, it's good in there, but the giants are there. The 2 came back, Joshua and Caleb said, it's good in there, their giants are in there, but our God's bigger. Right? They didn't ignore the giant, the stress, the pressure, the pain, the trouble. They just said, they're not going to base their life on that. They're not going to focus on that. They're not going to focus on what they've lost during COVID. They're going to focus on what they have left. And if you've got God, you've got all you need. All right? So a scripture for that, 2 Corinthians 5:7. Whenever I read this, I always think of Fred Price. For we walk by faith and not by your emotions, not by your feelings. You can trust God and his word, but we can't trust our feelings. Next, what does faith look like? Faith is saying it before you see it. Faith is saying it before you see it. Faith is saying it before you see it. I think, where do you want to improve in 2022? You ever thought about that? I hope you're making goals for the new year. Hope you're praying the next week. We give the staff off next week, so the offices are closed until Friday. And we pay them. We bless them. It's an extra bonus. We did that in July. We gave them a week off in July called Christmas in July. We give them off this whole week. But we want to think about, during this next week, next year, preparing, positioning, prioritizing, writing down goals, or writing down where do you most want to improve next year? What area of your life, and don't, you know, I see wives doing this right now to some of their husbands, is where do you want to improve the most? Well, for me, can I just share with you where I want to improve the most? My mouth. Come on, don't look like you got it all together. I want to get my confession at a higher level, right? My mouth. I want to dedicate my mouth to God every day. Surrender my mouth to the Holy Spirit every day. And only speak. Y'all pray for me, okay? Only speak what the Word says. Amen. So pray for your pastor that he gets better with his confession next year. Where do you want to improve the most? So faith is saying it before you see it. Well, I call on those things that be not as if they already were. Okay, so the scripture for that is Romans 4, 17. Sure do love y'all. Next year is going to be the best year of your life. Yeah, best year of your life. Pastor, you don't know what I'm going through. God does and God cares, and that's why you're here hearing a message of hope. As it is written, so notice, focus on what has been written. Focus on what has been written. Focus on what has been, thus saith the Lord. What does the Bible say about your family, your health, your sleep, your future, your diet, your finances, your career, your ministry? It is written. You got to know what is written before you can declare what is written. I have made thee a father of many nations. He's talking to Abraham. Before him who believed, even God, who quickens the dead and calls those things that aren't as though they were. Verse 18, who against hope, in other words, when you're hopeless, everything around you contradicts the word and what is written. You don't quit when you feel like giving up. You believe in hope that he might become. It's not what you and I are today. It's not what Church on the Rock is today. It's what Church on the Rock is becoming. It's not what you are today. You may feel, the devil may have been attacking you and terrorizing you all through the holidays. Don't let him do that. Don't focus on where you're at today. Focus on what you're becoming today. And our habits determine what we're becoming. That's next weekend. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become, everybody say become, the father of many nations. Wasn't that yet? According to that which was, I got to know what is spoken. I got to know not what a teacher or a coach or a parent or a father or a grandfather said over my life. We've got to know what he has spoken over your life. You have potential. How do you and I next year become the best version of ourselves every day? How do you and I next year every day become the best version of ourselves? One of the things is you got to know the potential God has put within you. You got to know what God has spoken over your life. He says you're blessed. He says you're accepted. He says you're chosen. He said you're the apple of his eye. He said you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. You got to know what he's spoken over you. He said you're an overcomer. He said you're more than a conqueror. He said you're a child of the Most High God. He said you're a king's kid. He said you're healed. He said you're overcoming every obstacle in your life today. I got to know what he's spoken, and then I speak it over my life. Oh, I'm going way too long. Okay, who against hope, hopeless, but we don't give up. We believe in hope. Where'd you get hope? From the Word. Who that you might become. Focus on what you're becoming. According to that which was spoken, so shall your seed be. What? The next generation. Legacy of faith. Verse 19, I got to hustle. And being not weak in faith, so different levels of faith, right? He considered not his own body. So if I focus on my circumstances, it'll cause me to be weak in my faith. Right? He did not consider what it actually means. If you read it in the Greek, a weist New Testament Bible, original Greek, it simply says he considered his body. He knew he was that old, but he didn't focus on it. That's what it actually means in the Greek. He wasn't ignoring his circumstances. He just wasn't focusing on his circumstances. So if I focus on what I don't have, what I can't do, how I feel, the younger I get, I feel stuff I've never felt before. You get up in the morning and you stretch. Come on. You know what I'm talking about? Well, I don't want to focus on that. Right? You don't want to focus on that. He considered, didn't focus his own body, now dead. Because if you focus on what you don't have, what you can't do, where you can't go, it'll weaken your faith. when he was about 100 years old. He's an old dude. Neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. Verse 20. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. When I tell you things that you can be debt-free and healed and restored and you can live your dreams and you can have the house that you want, the job you want, the ministry you want, your kids can serve God and the next generation. And I tell you that our church is 10,000 strong and the curtain's down and people are lined up. Now, if you stagger at that, what is that? Unbelief, right? You have to find out what you choke at. And whatever you choke at or stagger at, that's your faith level. That's huge. That's huge. That's huge. But what's strong in faith? That's you and me, giving glory to God, praising God. What does that do? Gets your focus on God. I don't know. You know, churches right now, they're shortening their services. Check it out. They're shortening their services. Okay? You know what we're doing? We're lengthening our services. I don't know if you noticed, but we added 5 minutes to our worship. We didn't downsize it. We added five. I don't know if you probably didn't even notice because you were caught up. But we added 5 minutes to. We're adding, not taking away. Because here's what I know: that when you focus on God through praise, amen, your faith gets strong. Verse 21, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, thank you, Lord, he was also able to perform. I can trust God, but I can't trust my fickle feelings. Okay, next, as Isaiah comes out, don't you love to hear that when I say that? Okay, get ready for the dessert outside, praise God. Faith is thanking God in advance before you get it. Thanking God in advance before you get it. Did you know that thankfulness is connected to your peace? There's no way I could teach on peace on Christmas Eve in 31 minutes, but I'll throw this out. Thankfulness is connected to your peace. So if you're panicking, start making a thankful list, and the panic leaves. If you're worrying, I can cure the worry habit through a thankful list. You start thanking God for all that he's done in your life, worry will go. Worry will go. Faith is thanking God in advance before you get it. You ever had your kids, you tell them you were going to do something and you hadn't done it yet? And they come up to you and just say, Dad, Mom, I just want to thank you for taking me to Six Flags and you haven't taken them yet. Guess what? You're taking them. Come on, you know what I'm saying? That's the same way with God. When you thank God in advance before you get it, whoa, you're going to get it. Under that, the verse is Philippians 4:6. Don't worry. Get rid of the worry habit. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs. Oh, and don't forget. What's it say? And don't forget to thank him for the answers. Before you get the answer, you thank him for the answer. That's faith. What's real faith look like? Not fake faith, but real faith. Man, look at those. Man, you need to give the staff a hug for that. That right there. Amen. We're gonna move right along. Faith, number 7, is acting like it's so before it's so. Faith is acting like it's so before it's so. Oh, I love that. Faith is acting like it's so before it's so. I remember when we started Church on the Rock 38 years ago, we lived in O'Fallon. And, you know, we were meeting in the Holiday Inn. It's gone now. In Cave Springs. And I can remember, I get up in the morning, we had 50 people. And I get up in the morning, no office. I get up in the, no, nothing. I get up in the morning and I put on a suit. I say, Pastor, you've come a long way. I've been delivered. But I put on a suit, tie. And I get up in the morning, we had a church of 50 people. I get up in the morning and I go downstairs. My office was in our basement of our house. And I'd sit there at that old metal rusty desk and I'd imagine you. Guess what? Y'all showed up. Faith is acting like it's so before so. And so in conclusion, then how do you get faith? We talked about what faith looks like, how important faith is. How do you get faith? Well, number one, by hearing. Got to hear the word. You got to have a constant diet of hearing the word. That's why we're going to go through the 1-year Bible. I promise you, if you'll do it, you'll be stronger. Your family, our church, our influence, our impact. And so you do it by hearing the word. Need the word going on all the time. Word going on. You ever put the Bible on at night and you had the worst nightmares of your life? Come on, I have. I put the Bible on at night down through the years, and during the night I got nightmares that I think, what in the world? What in tarnation? I mean, the word, what's going on? I'm putting the Bible on. I'm having these crazy nightmares. You know what was going on? The Bible is a cleansing. Isn't it? The Bible is a cleansing. So what it does is it cleanses all those fear, terror, worry, crazy thoughts that attach to myself during the day. And then sooner or later, I wiped them all out, right? You are clean by the word of God. Isn't that right? So number one, hearing the word. Number two, you got to be speaking the word for faith to grow. You got to speak it. And number three, you got to act on it. It's not enough to hear it and say it, but you got to practice it and act it out. Three ways to get faith and exercise your faith. I'm done. Do y'all get anything today? Come on, let's thank the Lord for the word. Hallelujah. Say it with me. The word is working in my life. And it is putting me over. Amen, amen. Y'all can stand with me if you can't. Everybody's standing. Praise Him on the way up, you know, when you're standing. Praise the Lord. Charge the atmosphere. Change your feelings. Change your direction. Change your focus. Hallelujah. Honolulu. Jalapeno. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thanks be unto God for the victory. Thanks be unto God for the victory. Thanks be unto God for the victory over our children, over our household, over our family, over our ministry, in Jesus' name. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Please, no one leave yet. Online campus, stay with me. This is huge. I want you to know God. I want you to know the God that we preach at Church on the Rock. He's a God that's for you. He's a God that cares about you. He's a God that sent His Son to die for you. He's not mad at you. He wants to help and guide and lead and direct, heal and restore. But you've got to give Him permission. So everybody online right now, you feel something. That's the Holy Spirit. Something tugged at your heart through the teaching of the Word, through the service, through worship, through prayer. It's tugging. That's the Holy Spirit. Respond to Him right now. You say, Pastor, I don't know God, but I want to know God as He really is. You said your picture of God will pull you through problems. Pastor, I got problems. I need help. I need God. Pray for me. Or you're a Christian. You love the Lord. You're born again, but you need to reset your life. Punch the button on the screen. Don't wait. This is the 26th, the last weekend of the year. Don't go out this year the same way you entered it. Here in this room, outside in the Rock Express, in the lobby, heads are bowed, eyes are closed. You'd say, Pastor, I need God today. I don't need religion, but I need God. Pastor, maybe you're a drug addict. You're an alcoholic. Maybe you've been abused by someone, your parent, your family. Maybe you've gone through incest or rape. Maybe whatever, you've been hurt. You've been put down through racism and bigotry. God's here to heal you and restore you today. He loves you. He has a future for you today. Give Him all of that. Give Him all of your hurt, all of your pain, all of your questions today. You say, Pastor, that's me. I need God. Or, Pastor, I need to reset my life. I feel a tug in my heart. I want to obey God. Would you slip your hand up? Nobody's going to come to you. Just slip your hand up. Do it quick. Every section. Keep it up for me, would you? I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Don't be ashamed of what God wants to do in your life today. Nobody loves you like He loves you. Just put your hand. I'm waiting another more minute. Some should put your hand up. You haven't. Just put your hand up. Wave it at me. Friday night, there were hundreds of hands raised. Is that awesome? Hundreds of hands raised. Wow. All right, you can put your hand down. Let's all pray this prayer. And we're not rushing through it, but because it's a decision. You're making the decision. It's even not so much the words, but it's the decision you're making. Let's all say it together. Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me and He rose again. Jesus, come into my life. Come into my heart. I receive You now as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's look up and give God all the praise and all the glory, all the honor.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.